I really want to talk about the procurement aspect. We have Terry Cook, who we just received accolades and awards that this woman has assisted us with at NHA, so I really appreciate her talent. So at this point, we can go to her presentation, because it does speak to how we've incorporated those internal controls and what she's done. Terry?
Okay. Well, good morning, everybody. I'll reintroduce myself, I guess, formally in Navajo. So I'll first introduce myself in regards to what my plans are, so just proper. She Terry Lynn Cook in the Kopaha Nisha, no last name Bashi, speak the podium that she came right this evening. And so that's who I am, and that makes me I guess representative of my family and community. But as AJ and Mellor talked about the different reforms that NHA had gone through, one of those reforms in particular was procurement. And so I just wanted to give everybody a snapshot as to what we're working with now and what we've done to improve the efficiencies over at NHA. So if we go to the first slide, when we're dealing with procurement, it's pretty much black and white. It's pretty set in regards to what the regulations state. So everything that we follow in regards to how we award our contracts is found in 2 CFR 200-318. And so that really describes and sets the standards as to how we do everything at NHA. And as we go through procurement, there's 5 different methods that we utilize at NHA. We're doing the micro procurement, which is everything under 5,000. We do small purchasing in regards to between over 5,000 but below 100,000. We have our sealed bidding process with our firm fixed price bids. And we have our request for proposals for our professional services. And we have non-competitive, also known as sole source. But NHA hasn't really participated in any non-competitive. We've been pretty successful in competing most of the awards that we make. So competitive bidding, when we talk about competitive bidding and seeking offers from potential vendors, we do that with everything over 5,000. Any purchase that is over 5,000, you have to go through a competitive bidding process. And then anything over 100,000, that's where we go through our formalized advertising, to where we have to go through public announcement. So, and in all of this, it sounds pretty simple when we go out and we do all of our bidding, but every time we go through competitive bidding, we have to make sure that there are 2 or more responsive and responsible bidders. And so when we don't meet that minimum requirement, that requires us to go back out and resolicit and do everything. So that's just one thing in itself. And then when we go look at responsibility, we have to go through an entire due diligence process and making sure that our vendors have the technical capacity, administrative capacity, and more importantly, the financial capacity when we're talking about bonding in order to carry out projects. So that's a feat in itself when we go through and do the due diligence and do our research. And then with all of everything that we do on top of that, we have to go, and I forgot to put the citation down, but go through 24 CFR 1000, point 48 through 52, because as we go through, NHA goes through to the greatest extent feasible to seek Indian preference companies. So we go through a whole application process of how we apply Indian preference to all of our contracts. So I've been with NHA, I would say, a little over 5 years now. And when I first came on in regards to setting up this whole 5-year expenditure plan and how we were going to support that by creating the efficiencies within the organization, it was about a 1-year review process in 2012 where we did some major assessments, and we had the assistance of a consultant to really take a look and validate what we were reviewing within our organization and come up with some recommended changes to the approach that we were taking in doing procurement. So one of those approaches, there's 5 different areas that we focused on. One of them is supplier establishment and the relationships that we had with our vendors. We had to consolidate and come up with one NHA vendor directory so that everybody went to one source where we had all of our vendors listed. And then part of that, as we look at our guiding principles and seeking out those Indian preference vendors, we had to recognize and realize that a lot of our smaller businesses are having a hard time in regards to capacities with financing and bonding. So we took a step forward in leveraging our relationships with a lot of the small business resources. So when we talk about small business resources, they're usually free through Department of Commerce, through the Procurement Technical Assistance Centers. So we fostered those relationships so that we had a place to send our Navajo businesses so that they could build those capacities to eventually start doing business with NHJ. The second area that we did was really implementing standards to define best practices at NHJ so that we're always doing procurement the same way every time. Everybody understood their roles and responsibilities to what they need to think about before initiating, during, and even after procurement is completed. So that was the standard operating procedure development. Everybody was informed. They knew exactly what was going to happen and when it was going to happen. Again, setting the expectations for the responsibilities, not only internal with our departments, but as we started standardizing templates and forms and language within our solicitations, it also set expectations for our vendors, what they needed to know and what areas of capacity they needed in order to do business with NHA. The other area in regards to implementing standards was really infusing our department in the planning aspect of what our NHA construction developments were doing in the very beginning. So a lot of project management coordination had to be infused. And so bringing on an NHA procurement plan and, you know, implementing it NHA-wide, that was key, getting in on early on a lot of the projects and with the expectation and making sure that we had the time and resources of when those deadlines needed to be met. And so as a result of these standards, the outcome has been numerous no findings for the procurement department. And when we talk about best practices, and I know Meller talked about NIAC being the main trainer for HUD as they go out and go to these other housing authorities, it's always, you know, Navajo has the best practices. We're going to use Navajo as an example. So we're always, you know, having to give examples, case studies, even when we're in those trainings. And it's been, you know, reiterated to us numerous times, even from HUD, you know, the best practices that NHA has established. Some of the other efficiencies was really looking at increasing our contract approval thresholds and responsibilities internally. So we had to take a look at, you know, where the bottlenecks were in regards to how we were going to get contracts approved through our board. So we looked at increasing contract threshold levels, as well as delegating approval authority with our contracting officers. So that really opened up a lot of, room in regards to expediting our contract awards and reviews. The other area was really looking at the assessment of workflow approvals. And when we say that internally, when we looked at bottlenecks, everything was coming through our department when it didn't need to be. So we made changes in regards to decentralizing a lot of our micro and small purchasing and giving that empowerment to the department so that they can plan accordingly when they needed to get things done and they can make the purchases on their own. The last thing that we really took a look at was really strategic sourcing. You know, how are we going to plan in regards to these large projects? So we had to streamline the contract process to expedite the delivery. And we did that through a lot of what they call indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity type contracts, to where we have on-call contract professionals, a lot of turnkey project approaches. And opposed to going design bid build, you know, we started going to design build. And so it even went down to our supplies, you know, doing long-term contracts for our supplies that were being sent out to the field. And this is just to give you a summary, you know, of the award activity that NHA has participated in. So starting from the year 2013, 14, 15, and 16, it reflects there on the very top line. For 2013, $62 million was what we awarded. And just to make clarification, these guys were talking about drawdowns, how much was being spent. But these are actually new contract awards that were just beginning within that fiscal year. So out of the, in 2013, $62 million was awarded, but out of that, Indian preference companies were awarded $58 million. And of that $58 million, Navajo business received $25 million. And so, and any other business such as, you know, just your non-Indian preference and other than Navajo was $3.8 million. And so on and so forth. It reflects 2013, 14, 15, and 16. But if you look at it at a, as a total average from 2013 to 16, NHA averaging in the last 4 years, $75.7 million in new contracts. And 87% of that going to Indian preference companies. And of the Indian preference, 57% going back to Navajo business. And then with 13% going to all other business. So we've been making strides in regards to having our Indian preference and Navajo businesses participate in a lot of the contracts that are being awarded at NHA. And because of our efforts in regards to leveraging the business relationships that we have to help our Navajo business, you know, capture more of those dollars, it has resulted in, I guess, in awards and recognition primarily from the Minority Business Development Agency, which is run by the Arizona Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Arizona. So every year they do a business diversity summit in which they had awarded NHA the 2013 Minority Advocate of the Year, you know, just for our efforts in increasing the spending dollars with our Indian preference companies. And then most recently have been inducted into the 2015 Million Dollar Circle of Excellence, recognizing our excellence in supplier diversity for 2015 and 2016. So we continue to look forward in working with those resources so that we can increase the contracting participation by our Navajo businesses. Mm-hmm. So that's just my overview.
Thank you, Tara. I appreciate it. And that Circle of Excellence Award is, other awardees are like an American Express. We're in that league of others. I think we're the only housing entity in that recognition. Yeah.